You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You know the drill by now. We should kick off with how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at Exness, Terence Hove, to take a look at the market movements. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to speak to you again. Seems like a fairly quiet day in terms of some of the market movements. Not much activity happening on the local front. I suppose all eyes must be on the testimony that Fed Chair Jerome Powell is set to deliver. Markets must be eagerly waiting or awaiting what he has to say.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Thanks for having me back. And yeah, fairly sideways trading, but we did see a few spikes in the later part of the day, I think, in that anticipation of Jerome Powell as he actually began commencing that conversation, his testimony to the U.S. Congress. And I think this is a very defining moment with regards to, you know, the outlook of the interest rate path for the U.S. We are expecting the U.S. Fed to deliver an interest rate decision at the end of this month on the 31st of July. Markets are anticipating that it's a hold, but the cut is expected in September and possibly a second one at the November or December meeting. So this testimony becomes very crucial in shaping, you know, what markets' anticipation and forecasts are going to be, going into the second half of the year. So paying very close attention, we've seen some quite a bit of a whipsaw move in the price of gold as well, though it's remained rather more elevated than soft. And I think, again, it's reflective of that commencement of that speech from U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Terence, speaking of things that are causing the markets concern or giving the markets a bit of a sleepless night, let's look at some international developments while we are in the international space. The French elections causing havoc on the CAC 40 and the euro. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a story no one certainly focused to play out the way it did. I think everyone certainly thought Emmanuel Macron was on the way out, but it's turned out quite dramatically the opposite direction, and for his coalition as well. So it's very much election season around, you know, the world. We've just come out of our own here in South Africa, and we've had the French. And the effect it also had also on the euro, of course, because of that uncertainty, you know, and some of the extremists that were seen as likely candidates, left-wing leaning extremists that could have possibly, come to the fore. So I think, having Macron there is certainly going to ease pressure, but it doesn't stop there. I mean, especially if you're in the euro-dollar trade, we have across the Atlantic another election dilemma that is actually unfolding, where the Democratic Party in the U.S. is looking to ask the current president Joe Biden not to run against Donald Trump, given the last debate performance as well, and there's serious concerns of his health. And earlier in the day, there's reports that came out that a renowned a physician who treats Parkinson's disease has made 8 visits to the White House, since July last year. So, and they say that the White House has responded in saying, no, it wasn't for the president, but they didn't say whom it was for. So there's serious concerns that are coming out there and how that election is likely to shape up, especially in that euro-dollar trade that has already been rocked with the French election. So yeah, I'd say those are some of, you know, the big drivers of uncertainty in the market right now. And it is hurricane season. Keeping an eye on oil as well is very crucial. There's the Hurricane Beryl, and the damage is not as much as anticipated, but there've been quite other concerns around, you know, the trade around oil, especially the demand from China weakening, U.S. stockpiles are softening as well. So you know, oil hasn't moved lower, as much lower as expected. So it's somewhat held, given, you know, these factors that I've mentioned. So these are, you know, some of the current market dynamics at the moment.
You say current market dynamics, and as you're saying this, as you're telling me the story about the visit to the White House, I can't help but think November is so far away for some people. There's so much that could go wrong between now and November. We've only really just kicked off the second half of the year, and all of this is going to add to the volatility in the markets. It's going to add towards the investor sentiment. The US picture is going to be a very interesting picture to keep an eye on. How does that then shape up against our picture? We've had our election. We've gone through the uncertainty. We've come out of it with a government of national unity. Is there hope that we'd get an interest rate cut before the US cuts?
Yeah, I think the hope is there. Going into the election, I think the sentiment was that they are unlikely to cut the South African Reserve Bank, and the inflation figures were somewhat, you know, more on the top side. From the previous print, they have come out softer. So, given how the South African Reserve Bank tends to approach inflation, if we remember, the South African Reserve Bank was ahead of the curve, you know, when the US Fed kept calling inflation transitory, you know, and the SARB went on to hike rates. I think we were probably on our third hike when the US Fed eventually got going with their interest rate hike way below, which is some of the reasons why they are in the situation at the moment, because of the runaway inflation. So I think in earnest, a cut from the SARB would be likely prior to ahead of the US Fed.
That's certainly going to be an interesting theme to watch. And I know as we get into this, it's definitely going to be something we'll be keeping an eye on. And next week, I believe the MPC is meeting next week. In SARB, it's the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. We'll just verify those dates and confirm them throughout the show. But Terence, thanks so much for those insights. Thanks for the time, as always. We look forward to staying in touch and seeing how the market movements continue to affect our lives. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at XNess.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.